Blackstone presents Cat Island by Walter John Williams. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. Thanks to C.J. Cherry for her Napoleon stick, Melinda Snodgrass for her dance, Julie Beiser for her song. Chapter 1. He drove the frigate so hard he nearly had the sticks out of her. Every day, at least 200 miles passed beneath Macedonian's keel, and then he drove her harder. He was shaping his course for New Orleans. Strictly speaking, Macedonian was not his to command. He had not been appointed to the ship by the Secretary of the Navy. When her previous captain was ordered away from a ship complete and ready for sea, he'd read himself aboard, then taken her out of New London in the face of an October storm, past the British blockade, and out to the freedom of the seas. Captain Fabian Markham had been aboard less than a month, rail-thin, dyspeptic, and 4 inches over 6 feet. He stood alone on the quarter-deck, a stranger to most of his officers and crew, and he drove them all without mercy, his eyes upturned to the masts and yards, his mind filled with calculations to get more speed out of her. He drank coffee by the gallon and barely slept at all. He forever sent crewmen to the sheets or braces to make a trifling adjustment, to man the weather main and lee crossjack braces, to fuss with the studding sail guys and the squilgies. He watched intently as the upper masts groaned with every gust, a sound to make every aboard shudder as they envisioned the masts tearing right out of her in a ruin of splinters and canvas. Fabian Markham watched as the chest trees moaned and the hull worked, as seawater jetted through the strained seams, and then, when the hairs on the back of the sailors' necks were erect, anticipating the t'gallants all going by the board, the captain would call up the watch and calmly order them to lay aloft, put on the lift jiggers, and stand by the booms to rig the starboard t'gallant studding sails. The watch would go aloft, half convinced that they were doomed, that their very silhouettes on the yards might catch enough wind to bring the whole complex system of masts and rigging down. The crew were terrified he'd kill them all and roll the ship under. They knew he'd lost one ship already. It was small comfort that Macedonian's voyage had been successful. Off Antigua, Macedonian had crept up on a British corvette at night and captured her with scarcely a casualty. But ever since parting company from the capture, Macedonian had been flying west as fast as her canvas wings could carry her, flying until, in a brilliant October dawn, beneath wheeling seabirds...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?